Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Terrio Media.
Success in real estate has nothing to do with shiny objects. It has everything to do with mastering the basics. The three pillars of real estate investing: attract, convert, exit. Matt Terrio has been helping real estate investors do just that for more than a decade now. If you want to make money in real estate, keep listening. If you want it faster, visit reiace.com. Here's Matt.
Hey there, Rockstar. Matt Terrio here from Epic Real Estate, where we show people how to invest in real estate using more of their mind, less of their money, using creative real estate investing strategies with an emphasis on retiring early. And if this is your first time here, really glad that you found us. Welcome. If you like what you hear, make sure you hit the subscribe button before you go. And if this is not your first time here, welcome back. And thank you for sharing this with your friends and family. You're the absolute best for doing that. Really love you for that. Thank you. So in today's show, I've got a great guest for you. We've only been working together, I don't know, maybe a few short months, sort of. And all I got to say is prepare to be inspired. And I've, of course, got the news. Going to do something different this week with that. And then a really big week for This Week in Crypto. And today's sponsor of the show is REI Black Book. It's everything you need to run your real estate investing business. And if you want to embrace the multi-offer approach and watch your closing rate increase by as much as 287%, get 14 days of free access to REI Black Book, their automated follow-up machine, absolutely free. Plus, right now, their brand new multi-offer generator tool at epicblackbook.com, and start closing more creative deals. Get all of this for free, only available at epicblackbook.com.
From coast to coast, Epic investors are doing the most. It's time for another Epic Field Report.
Alrighty, so please help me welcome to the show, Mr. Gabe Stockton. Gabe, welcome to Epic Real Estate Investing.
Thanks, Matt.
Good to have you here. I feel like we should have had this conversation maybe quite a while ago, maybe several years ago, when you first kind of made your way into the Epic community and you disappeared for a while and then you came back. Before we get into what you're doing today, what happened?
Oh, my goodness. So make it real quick. Back in 2011 or 12, we worked together. And program was quite a bit different back then. Still a great program though back then. And I was working like crazy to try to get deals. And but I was also working full time. And about 3-4 months into the program, still hadn't gotten a deal. And I got promoted. And I just decided, you know what? I'm going to just focus on my career. And it always seems that way. When it started to get hard, it was easier just to kind of go back to the career, right? And so I decided just to stay on that for a while. And then in 2018, I got the itch again, and I went to a Epic Intensive in Boston, which was awesome. And I really got fired up after that. And then same thing again, got a promotion, and it took all my time working full time. And so I finally decided earlier this year to just go 100% full-time into this. That was the only way I was going to be able to do it personally. Mm-hmm. I know some people can do both, but I just couldn't. So yeah, dropped the hammer pretty much into March and went full-time doing this, and haven't looked back.
Awesome. So, you made several attempts at this. What problem, I guess, or challenge in your life were you trying to overcome that you thought real estate would do?
So that's such a good question. So I think that I was searching for something, and I didn't really know what it was, but it was my deepest value. I think everybody's looking for their purpose, and that's kind of, I think that's what it is whatever your deepest value is, or at least for me, is freedom. And so I was really searching for that. And obviously our system's not really set up for entrepreneurs, business owners. You know, it's really set up to create employees and corporate, you know, people. And so I was just part of that system for so long that I got comfortable.
You're talking like our educational system.
Yeah, sorry. I should have been more.
That's okay.
Yeah, but exactly. Yeah, just our system in general overall is right. It's created for employees, right? To create employees. And so no one ever showed me or taught me or anything with that, you know. And of course, we all got, you know, I think a lot of us are actually, I've read Rich Dad, Poor Dad and some of the other greats, right? That kind of change our paradigms and things like that. So I wanted freedom. And I always thought that real estate would provide that and a passive income, you know, would be able to provide that freedom to where I can do whatever I want, however I want, wherever I want, with whoever I want, all that. And on that point, it's interesting because now I have that freedom 100%. Not with passive income, but I'm creating enough income now that I can do whatever I want, essentially. And it really quickly occurred to me, like, hey, cool, I got all that this freedom. Now what? You know, I could do whatever. I got up this morning. I went surfing. I took my kid to summer school. Came home and I went to the gym. I did a couple deals. I did all, whatever I do during the day, I'm free. And so now it's kind of changed into. It's still my biggest value, but now I notice that those are like external freedoms and I want more like internal freedoms, like freedom from fear, freedom from anger, you know, and guilt, like, you know, just more maybe spiritual or more of like a internal freedoms, I guess, is kind of what I'm after now is kind of my new goal. So.
Sweet. Well, you just answered my next question, so I'm not even going to ask it.
What was it?
I was going to ask, you know, what would it mean to you if you would have, you know, personally, if you accomplished that freedom and you're like, well, I already got it. So, and you kind of
explain
what it does mean. So that's good. Thank you. So that threw me off of what I was going to ask next. Now, I have a script here and if I get thrown off my
script, man,
I'll bamboozle. I'm just playing. But you got started in March and here we are in July. So we've just in 4 months, right? So we've been trying this and starting and restarting for a few years, but here just in 4 months, can you kind of run down the stats of what you've accomplished so far?
Yeah. So April or March 29th, I resigned from my corporate position. I was a senior director of construction for a multi-billion dollar company, the biggest property management company in the nation. And a great company. Great people, nothing wrong at all. I just, I needed to do something different. And then from that point on, I just started marketing like crazy. I think the fact that I had had previous exposure to your program and to marketing and to a lot of the, you know, the finer points of what it takes to get going in this business helped me a lot because I've failed a lot already, obviously, by talking to a lot of the wrong people, by going after people that didn't need to sell, you know, and spending a lot of time doing the wrong things. And so, you know, with the added pressure of this is my only way to feed the family, I'm really focused now, right? I have the time, I have the energy, I have the focus. So I just went all in, you know, and I decided to work with I outsource my marketing because I realized how much time that takes, you know, and it's doable. You know, you could do it even if you are working part or full time and you do it, you could do it on the side. I've done that before. I could do it now, but I didn't want to spend all my time doing that. I want to spend my time doing other things and especially finding deals and just doing other things. The things that I'm better at. So anyway, I outsource my marketing. So leads come in, I work with the leads. And since I started, I know I'm taking the long way on this answer,
No, you're good.
It's my way. But I got a deal under contract about a month and a half in. And okay. So in Matt's program and in the Epic program, there's a part where we talk about the dip, right? And so that was for sure my dip. Like that first month and a half, I was working really hard. I still am, but I was working really hard. I was feeling the pressure of like, does this, I still had never done an actual like wholesale or any other deal up until this point, you know, and I've done multiple flips, like house hacking, right? Like buying a house with regular financing, fixing it up, reselling it. My wife and I have done a bunch of those and done really well. But yeah, as far as wholesaling and kind of like the non-commercial type investing, I hadn't done any. So anyway, I did a wholesale deal my first about a month and a half in, and like a week later, I got another one. And so it was cool. You know, it was really cool to work with the sellers. The people are great. We're still friends. We help them out. It's totally different than what I thought, or you feel like you're stealing the property before you do a deal. You know, you think that's kind of what's happening, but it's not like that. You're really helping these folks. They need, you know, they're not having a lot of wins. And so you come in and you save the day, and it's super cool. It's refreshing, you know? And so both those deals, my first deal went really well. We picked it up for 400, and then I sold it for 430. So for a $30,000 assignment fee. And I, through Craigslist of all places, I've had buyers lists. I was calling buyers. I was doing everything and had all these cash buyers. And then I just put it on Craigslist just to like, you know, why not? Let's get some more. And I ended up meeting one of the.
So I had to follow the plan, right?
Yeah, I had to follow the plan. I did. I went down the list, Matt. The 20 things, I did them all. And so except list with a realtor, I didn't do that yet. But anyway, I went down list and I met one of my region's largest cash buyers through a bird dog. This bird dog introduced me to this guy, and he's like the coolest guy. And yeah, he snagged it. And we were like halfway through the process, and we found some issues. And you know, he pulled me aside. I was like, dude, I need to get this for less. And I don't blame him. I'm come from the construction industry. And so the things that we found were pretty gnarly. And it was definitely going to be a loss of money. And anyway, so I took a discount down to 15,000, which still for the amount of work I put in and everything was still just a great deal for me. The second deal, wholesale deal, was a lot tougher. I had to switch buyers halfway through the deal. The seller was really, really in a pinch and very emotional. So I was managing that. So I earned my keep on that one. And that was a $10,000 one. So that was good. I think on both of those, I took the first cash buyer. I didn't take a bunch of offers. And in the future, when I wholesale, I'll get more offers because it kind of put me in a position where we were a week from closing and then, you know, a new buyer came in and under the first buyer and they pinched me pretty hard to drop the price. And so I was like, I felt like the only way I could help the seller was just to do what they're asking. I felt pinched pretty hard. So anyway, I learned a lot. And so whatever I lost money wise, I gained in experience off the charts. So, and then I moved into my third deal. It's a flip. I used private money to finance it, all parts of it. And I'm doing a profit share as part of the payback on this private money. And it's going awesome. We picked it up, closed in 2 weeks. The rehab, we took 1 week, and I will say a week and a half. We found an issue with electrical that kind of pushed it out, but everything else was done. Literally I was just talking to my agent like 30 seconds before I got on with you. And we're putting it up on Zillow. So that's awesome. Or not Zillow, on MLS. And I was just on Zillow, but anyway. Yeah. So that one's good. That one is 60K, and we have it. I think we're being really conservative. We don't have it marked way up on the sales price. So there's a great opportunity to, if we get a little bidding war going on, it could go up higher than that, but conservatively 60K. So that's going to be a nice one. And then I got another flip under contract right now. Financing's in order with hard money and everything's ready to go. We're just, we're getting ready to close on that and we'll jam in and we have about four, I'm hoping for four, but conservatively 6 weeks of rehab work. Mm-hmm. Everybody's lined up. And then that one's going to be a, actually just re-ran comps. We were thinking 90, but it's going to be about 120K on that one. So that'll be a sweet one.
Awesome. That's one thing nice about an appreciating market like this is any delays typically end up making you more money.
Yeah, right? I know. It's like, just hold off. Yeah. So, yeah. So anyway, that was pretty good. And then I just got one under contract earlier today too. And that's a little these little condo deals keep popping up. Mm-hmm. And the hard money guys out here in the West Coast don't want to touch stuff under like 300K. And I was like, well, I got to figure out something. So I started using your scripts with private money. And it's like, I got more money than I know what to do with now with people that want to.
You mean that thing works?
It kind of works like a lot. So yeah, it's
great.
It's amazing.
Great.
I didn't have to talk to very many people. There's people just have cash and they, like you said,
I keep saying there's more money in the system for deals than there are deals.
The least likely people as well.
That's totally
very interesting.
It's always you can't judge a book by its cover, I'm telling you, especially private money. Because when it comes to money, people are so private about it. And there's a lot of people you have no clue that even have any money, right? It happens all the time. You need two or three
100%
only to figure that out.
100% Yeah. I had a guy call me today he had heard about this deal that we're doing right now through another friend. And he's like, hey, dude, I got like 50,000 to 80,000 that I can spare. I'm like, spare? Oh yeah. Oh, I could use it. So anyway.
That's great. Yeah. And you just keep on performing and you're going to have more money than you'll ever be able to use. Just do good by your people and pay them on time. And they're like, hey, I got more. Do you want? I got a friend that needs some. And I got my brother-in-law, he wants to get in too. And you're just like, oh, stop. I need more deals, you know?
Yeah.
No, that's the way it works. So that's how I know you're actually doing it, because that's your experience. There's two things that I was really excited to talk to you about. And, you know, typically, you know, I don't know, maybe a year goes by before I invite a student to come on and share their success, but you've been here longer than a year. And I don't have too many stories like you to share, meaning, and that's from two aspects. First thing is you started and you stopped and you restarted, you stopped and you started again, which I acknowledge you for that, because a lot of people don't, and they just go on and they go do something else only to find that that struggle is most likely over there as well. The second thing that I want to acknowledge you on is you are working in San Diego, one of the more probably tougher competitive markets in the entire country, and not necessarily to do real estate, but as far as the quantity of deals. You know, with social media, you hear about people in the Midwest and in the South, you know, they wholesale 7 properties this month. And then people on the coasts, East and West, they hear that and they're like, well, I only got one deal in 2 months. Yeah, but you made $60,000 on that one. And the guy that did 7 only made $2,000 per deal, right? Mm-hmm. So I just wanted to kind of shine a light on you and as an example, as, you know, if you do the activities and you do them consistently, you will get the results as you are getting. And second, you can do real estate in any market. And so if your volume of deals is low, it's probably because you're getting big pops on your deals. And if you're doing a high volume deals, then you're probably getting a lower profit per deal. Typically, rule of thumb, there's always exceptions and there's big operations out there that do a bunch of deals in Los Angeles and a bunch of deals in Miami and stuff like that. But anyway, just want to acknowledge you for that. So looking back, knowing what you know now, let's go back to 2011 when we first met. What would you tell yourself back then?
So, such a good question. I feel like if any of us ever wrote a book, that's what it would be about, right? It's telling your younger self, like, hey, man, do this, mm-hmm. you know? And so I would say, a couple bad things had to happen, you know, not even bad, but just things that had to happen for me to wake up and realize how like.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.